Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studios located in the lower level of the Chamber Building, which is in the heart of downtown Sioux City at 101 Pierce Street. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Folks, we have a treat today. Rarely do we bring a guest that needs no introduction, but I have a guest today that needs very little introduction. Mr. Dave Bernstein, the founder of Saturday in the Park, is with us in the house today. Dave, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks
for that great introduction.
It's always a pleasure to have you in studio. We're doing something a little different this year. We usually have you in on the day of Saturday in the Park. This year, we're going a week early.
Yeah.
So 1 week from today, everybody needs to be up at Grandview Park. It's going to be a fantastic day. Great lineup. You and your team should be very proud of the headliner and the musical guests. And as you always say, the Siouxland Chamber is proud to sponsor fireworks at the end of the night. As I said, you need no introduction, but let's take a minute or two just to, we've got new listeners all the time.
And we do appreciate your sponsorship of that. I'm glad to see the case of lighters that you have right next to your
desk. We're ready to go.
Yeah, I know you've got a lot of the green coat volunteers.
I'm waiting for the invitation to be the guy that gets to light the fireworks.
You can go up there.
You know, Greg Grupp is listening.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Grupper is in Florida or Okoboji at this particular time.
Nobody ever knows.
But he used to be the guy that got to light all those.
Yeah, ever since the air tags started identifying that, you know, we had to take the one out of his car, so now we don't know where he is anymore.
Yes, exactly.
The fireworks are great, right? Like, people look forward to them, so we appreciate the Chamber's role. Yeah. Also, compliments on the new studio down here at the Chamber. There's just enough room between the water heater and the furnace for us to sit here, and we just hope the furnace doesn't turn on, otherwise we'll
have to quit recording. Well, it does save the host of the program from having to drive up to Powell Broadcasting at 2000 Indian Hills Boulevard multiple times every single week. So,
especially with the construction, that could take a solid 15.
It's turned out to be a tad more efficient. So, yes. Dave, you grew up in Sioux City. You and your buddy Adam Figus launched Saturday in the Park, I think 30 years ago.
33 years ago.
Is this the 33rd annual?
It is.
And with one COVID interruption.
Yeah, but then we made it up the next year. Apparently, technically, we've determined that it is the 33rd festival because we skipped 2020, but in 21 we did it twice, so we're back on track.
Perfect. So this is the 33rd annual Saturday in the Park Music Festival. And folks, this is the premiere.
However, sorry, I don't want to interrupt. In 92, we did Friday night also, so you can figure out how to...
We'll call it 33.
Yeah, we're going to call it 33.
We're going to call it 33 just to make things easy. But we're going to spend the second half of the program talking extensively about the lineup. Obviously, the culmination of the evening, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I do believe that you've invited me on stage to dance.
Yeah.
I think I have an email to that effect.
Yeah. No, you have a dance number with Gold Lame and just like the dancers in the band. So you let us know when you're ready and we'll get you up there.
I'm sure that people are very much looking forward
to
this.
Let us know so we can warn the crowd.
I thought maybe I got to get to play in the horn section for a little bit too, but hey, Earth, Wind, and Fire is a great get. And I want to visit with you again about how that all comes to pass. But before we get there, you're a Sioux City kid. Remind everyone how Saturday in the Park came to be.
So we used to hang out in Grandview Park in our later years of high school and even when we'd come back from college. And the drinking age was 19 at the time. It was 18 in North Sioux, and we were close to that age. So we used to, you know, grab some beers and go sit in the park at night. And always marveled at the band shell and always thought, hey, wouldn't it be cool to do something? I know the municipal band performed up there, but that, you know, that we weren't really necessarily patrons of that. So when Adam and I both moved back here along with Tom Gruskin, we just kind of started thinking, hey, what could we do to use that?
And when you say move back here, move back after college?
We moved back to Sioux City after college eventually. I moved back kind of sort of in 1990, then left again for grad school, but we started Saturday in the Park in 91. And we just kept thinking, like, how could we do something here? And we thought, you know, a paid concert. And then I'd had some experience producing a festival in Chicago at school, and it was free. And so then the kind of the free idea seemed to make sense because it was simpler and to go get sponsors. So that's what we did. And yeah, we started it in 91. We started working on it in 1990. I was 24. Adam was 25. We went to City Hall and got a beer permit for the park because it was a park where you couldn't take beer. We didn't know that when we were minors drinking beer up there. And
I'm sure that was the top of your priority.
It was very high on the priority. And so we went to City Hall. They gave us a liquor license. I remember some city staff up there talking about us in the hallway of the old City Hall, not realizing it was us because we were so young. And but City Council did, you know, through the help of Joanne Gruskin and Judy Nichols. Judy was like the assistant head of public works, or an admin maybe for the head of public works, who wouldn't give us the time of day. And but Joanne, who was on the city council at the time, really helped us navigate, as did Judy. I mean, Judy was like, sign this, fill this out, we'll get you a snow fence, do this, here's your permit. And you know, we met with the city council members, and then in the end they gave us a beer license and let us try it. And we went to Cy Chesterman and talked him out of, I think, $7,500 to be a sponsor to get us going. And he told us he didn't want to sponsor it forever, but he would help us get off the ground. And he sort of has sponsored it forever. He's our longest standing sponsor.
And a shout out to Chesterman, because not only have they stuck with Saturday in the Park for three decades, the Chesterman Family Foundation in the past year made a $1 million contribution to the mountain bike park that's going to take place or be constructed at Cone Park over the next year. So thanks to the Chesterman family for all that they do. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Mr. Dave Bernstein. Dave is an executive with State Steel. He's also the founder, along with his buddies Adam Figus and Tommy Gruskin, the founder of Saturday in the Park. And quite honestly, the brains, the philanthropy, and the leadership behind keeping this event, the premier outdoor music festival in the upper Midwest for now 33 years. And Dave, were you
surprised? I like to say in the upper Midwest between June 30th and July 5th, right? We really just, we don't want to put anyone out on that one.
The reality is, you know as well as I do, that we have people, we have legions of people who come from all over the upper Midwest every single year.
That is true.
Over the 4th of July weekend, because they know that this event is done so well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, certainly the artists are a big draw. This year we've been getting some calls from pretty far away. I did have a funny call from a guy I used to work with who was with Iowa Public TV back a long time ago, and he called out of the blue maybe a month ago wanting to come up to the fest, and I said, well, how have things been? He said, well, not so great, you know, better, but I just had back surgery, and I'm laying in the recovery area. You know, I should be fine, but I'm laying in the recovery area after surgery, and I'm like, you're calling me to talk about coming to Saturday in the Park? I mean,
from the recovery room.
You obviously want to see Earth, Wind, and Fire pretty badly, or Samantha Fish, or War and Treaty, or, you know. So, yeah. So I felt that was a good sign that we hit something. We do think there were a handful of I'm going to call them heritage artists that we were interested. We've been interested in for a while. John Fogerty was one of them, who we had a few years ago. The Doobie Brothers would have been one as well, who are playing this Saturday, or Saturday night, last Saturday, at the Tyson Center. And Earth, Wind, and Fire was always one as well. So we had some dialogue last September, oddly, given their song, where I inquired about them, was told they were going to do two nights at Chicago Theater. And then I questioned, you know, just to ask the agent, because I know Chicago Theater, like the Orpheum here, you know, you could do a Saturday, Sunday, or you could do a Sunday, Monday, who cares, right? Like, the theater's broadly open and people are going to go regardless. So, you know, pretty quickly the agents came back and said, hey, we'd love to see an offer. And we got in touch with Summerfest, who we work with quite a bit in Milwaukee, and we made joint offers for the Friday and Saturday, and they confirmed it very quickly. So it was a good get for us.
It's a fantastic get. So this year's Saturday in the Park, 1 week from today, headliner Earth, Wind, and Fire. They come on, I'm going to guess, 9 o'clock-ish?
Yeah, a little before 9. Yeah. And
they'll wrap up in the neighborhood of 10:30, between 10:30 and 11, and then chamber fireworks.
You bet. Yeah. And we thank Tyson for underwriting, for sponsoring the headliner this year, Earth, Wind, and Fire. So,
so mark your calendars.
Sponsors make up a lot of, you know, what we do.
So mark your calendars 1 week from today up at Grandview Park in the renovated band shell near the renovated Rose Garden. So much progress has been made up in that neighborhood, but a great way to support your community, support the arts, support music. A quick reminder, no dogs or pets, please. No coolers, please. We'd like everyone to support the vendors who do a fabulous job selling food and beverages, and they support Saturday in the Park, and you can support keeping this event free by supporting those vendors. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host. Our guest today is Mr. Dave Bernstein, the founder of Saturday in the Park. We'll be back with Dave after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. This morning, our guest, Mr. Dave Bernstein. We also have a surprise guest in studio, Amanda Wilmisher, who is an Iowa STEM extern with the Chamber for the summer. She is a full-time high school teacher during the academic or scholastic year, where she teaches pre-algebra, algebra, and geometry. A pleasure to have Amanda with us. And amazingly, Dave, this young woman is about your age when you started this festival. So
that's crazy. Imagine that.
Amanda, we don't want to put a ton of pressure on you, but you need to measure up around here. We just like you to start a Saturday in the Park type festival. And so maybe over the course of the 5 or 6 week externship with the Chamber, you can dig in pretty deep and maybe 30 years from now, we'll be talking to you on the radio about what you started back in the day. So, Amanda, welcome to the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce team. We're thrilled to have you. And Dave, thrilled to have you in studio 1 week from today. One of the busiest days of the year
for
you.
She's a huge Earth, Wind, and Fire fan, too.
Yes, as am I. So here we go. You know, Dave, speaking of Earth, Wind, and Fire, and then we'll go back and talk about all the acts and the Abe stage and everything that comes together to make this the special day in Siouxland that it is. But when did Earth, Wind, and Fire first pop up on your radar screen, and when were you able to say, we got them?
It was like in September, maybe into October. It was a very short window, just a couple weeks.
Now that's
pretty early.
Yeah,
for
I was gonna say, I mean, that's early.
You know, some of the last few years we've had stuff done earlier than not. The Avits we had booked significantly early the year before. John Fogerty, we knew we were rolling over from COVID, so that we knew very early. Flo Rida year was the last year that we've had like a real, you know, last minute, 6 week, 7 week out thing. The industry has migrated towards doing stuff much early, very early.
Is this an evolution post-COVID?
It's just an evolution in general. As festivals have become bigger and events have become bigger in the summer, the demand that's become more important to artists, and there's been a lot more thought given towards what festivals do we want to play next summer, and let's start talking about them earlier than that. You know, over the course of our lifetime at Saturday in the Park, festivals have become a much bigger thing than they were. Early on, I think it was like Kansas City Blues Fest and us and Summerfest, Taste of Chicago as well. But it's all migrated more towards these hard ticket paid festivals like Lollapalooza type things. And they're all over. There's a lot of niche ones, which is why the thing has migrated, you know, which is also why I think you see struggles when Ragbri, you know, is out looking for someone at the last minute, things like that, which is a whole nother.
Yeah, makes things a little difficult.
Ragbri should switch, by the way, to announcing a year in advance. I mean, nobody announces the Olympics 6 months before the Olympics start, right? I mean, why does it have to be a secret where it's going to run 2 years from now?
Fair point.
Off topic, I know.
Do you believe that the track record for quality entertainment that Saturday in the Park has brought over these three decades lends credibility to the event and helps you continue to attract these quality performers and entertainers?
I think to a point. I think it depends on what agent as far as attracting them. Some agents and agencies are tuned into it. Some of the bigger ones are, in particular, where there's a festival agent who knows who's played in the past. Some more boutique agencies as well. And I think it helps. I think sometimes it helps, too, just with our fan base, if you will, of folks that show up that know it's always going to be high quality. I mean, we've certainly had some headliners in the past that have been less household names than others, like Jason Isbell, Casey Musgraves at the time. I laugh when I get emails that we should consider booking Casey Musgraves. You know,
been there, done that.
Yeah, exactly. And she was great, right? But I mean,
but this was when her star was rising.
Yeah, and most artists are, you know, in some pocket like that usually. We're not going to be able to book Dave Matthews or the Rolling Stones, someone who can go sell out, the Shy Health Center or a football stadium.
Or a
football stadium, right, exactly. I mean, Taylor Swift is not going to play Saturday in the Park unless right. Taylor Swift decides randomly that she wants to, so on her own. So, I think it can help. And it does, you know, our premise always was, let's do some artists that maybe wouldn't necessarily be super commercially viable in the market, but we can present for free. And people will comment. I think that's where it works really well. I think, even a Flo Rida, I don't know how many tickets Flo Rida would have sold in advance if that would have been a hard ticket show, but Flo Rida for free at Grandview Park was massive. So,
and I got to tell you, Flo Rida was an incredible entertainer.
You love Flo Rida.
He did a fantastic job.
Do you listen to Flo Rida in your car, like on the way to work sometimes?
Never.
Never.
But I got to give
Seriously,
credit.
Seriously, never. On the way home?
But I got to give credit where credit is due.
Not answering that one.
He did an awesome job. He was a tremendous entertainer. He worked the crowd. Yeah. He had people come up on stage and dance with him. Yeah. I got a fabulous picture of him with a newborn baby.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He was great. And I would love to see him, like, you know, I've made pitches to see him book like at Arnold Park for their new stage as well, because I think it would be the same impact. Just a great all-around performer. I mean, there's a reason why Disney has him play at times there as well. And he knows how to tailor his content to
his audience,
to a crowd, right?
And
family show. You know, the music content isn't 100% family, but it's dance music. I mean, at some point, dance music's dance music. It's got a great beat.
So. He did a great job, and he appealed to a very broad group of people when he led Saturday in the Park. And so, Dave, I want to transition in our final 5 minutes today to talk about the lineup today, how things begin. And folks, 1 week from today, Saturday in the Park, it kicks off at 12 noon.
12 noon, yeah. And it'll kick off at 12 noon. We ask people to ride the shuttles from the Tyson Event Center. To get up there, we'll have a full array of where we were oversold on food vendors, Arts Alley. The Abe stage will be on the other side of the park again where it's been. Presented by Short Staff again. Of course, the festival's Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is our presenting sponsor, has been for many years, ever since they've been open. We greatly, greatly appreciate their support. Gilchrist Foundation, Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, Tyson, many, many others make it free.
And, of course, our friends at Chesterman who have been with you
since day one. Chesterman, of course. Yes, you bet. Still there. We'll start on the main stage. It's a little – we're still a little bit in flux relating to that opening slot because we had some production things. But we've got a great band, Winter Wayfarer, from just up north of here in Lamar's. We've got an artist, Sand, out of Omaha. She's fantastic, great up-and-coming artist. We've got Dane Lewis on the lineup, Sioux City country rock artist, now living in Nashville. Dane, we've been working with for a year to have him play this year, and then we roll into Samantha Fish in the 4-ish hour with a guy named Jesse Dayton. I've seen Samantha twice in the last 2 months at two different festivals. She's fantastic. Super awesome rock and blues. She's an excellent performer. She's going to blow people away. The Warren Treaty, totally fantastic. married couple duo just belts out soul R&B. That's going to be ripping. And then, of course, Earth, Wind, and Fire, closing the show, playing a lot of hits, and they got a lot of hits. Over at the Abe, the headliners are Armani White, who has that song I'm sure you love and watch on TikTok all the time, Billie Eilish, which is just like blows up TikTok, and Cal Scrooby, who's a really awesome kind of underground hip-hop artist, really, really solid. Solid artists as well, and they've got a great lineup over there as well. It's going to be a really solid year over there. Quite a few food vendors over there this year as well. All the normal stuff, the KCAU Kids Zone, Arts Alley, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah.
So it's going to be a fantastic day.
Yep.
Serious question. What's your favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song?
Man, that is a tough one. You know, you got Fantasy, you got September, you got Boogie Wonderland.
After the Love Is Gone.
After the Love Is Gone. I mean, Let's Groove Tonight. That's there's so many, right? What's your favorite one?
It's going to be probably September, but yeah, it's going to be an amazing concert. And I think people are going to be shocked at how many hits come from Earth, Wind, and Fire that they know from radio play back in the day.
And the other thing I will tell you is Earth, Wind, and Fire, unlike a lot of other artists today, I mean, this is a full-on show. There's like 14 people on stage. They're traveling with a large entourage. There's dancers, there's horns, there's, you know, dance moves on stage. This is a show. It's going to be awesome.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it. So, folks, you got to mark your calendars 1 week from today. I know that you want to thank the Hard Rock as your primary sponsor.
Absolutely.
Hard Rock Mike Hotel and Casino.
Doug and everybody.
To Doug Fisher and Mike Adams. Appreciate all that you do in the community. And Dave, on behalf of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, the Siouxland Initiative, the Siouxland Chamber Foundation, a sincere thank you to you for all of the work that you do, all the work that your board does, all the volunteers. Take a minute to thank your volunteers who are absolutely amazing.
Well, and that is true. I mean, we got 40-some volunteers on our planning committee and then hundreds more that show up, you know, the week of, the day of, and it doesn't happen without the volunteers. Almost all of us are volunteers, and even the ones that aren't are volunteers. No one's getting paid for all the effort they put into this deal. It's great. And the sponsors, too. Powell, where this runs on, Powell Broadcasting, big sponsor as well. It doesn't happen without that. Don't forget, by the way, the big parade Friday night right before.
Very
That's
good.
Back again. So
the big parade on Friday night, Saturday in the Park on Saturday. Be there. It's going to be spectacular. Earth, Wind, and Fire, followed by Siouxland Chamber-sponsored fireworks. Make it a great weekend, and we'll see you next Saturday up at Grandview Park for the 33rd annual Saturday in the Park. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a week. Have a wonderful weekend.